Modern Black Man Podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the Modern Black Man Podcast. Today, with a heavy heart, I'm very sad to report the evolution of events. Before we begin, I just want to say that Diddy inspired me from a very young age. Biggie's Ready to Die was a milestone for me in my life. I listened to this record every day. Every day in my formative years. This record got me through puberty. It was the soundtrack to life, playing in the background constantly. Diddy, as a businessman, as a mogul, influenced me heavily. My prayers and my thoughts go out to any possible victims, and I pray for fairness and justice to ensue as we are provided the facts. Today, I am going to present facts from Grace Tucker at the Cincinnati Inquirer with an article that she published today, March 26, that was just updated a couple hours ago. To share with you the facts, federal agents searched two properties belonging to Sean Diddy Combs. On Monday, as a part of an ongoing investigation into sex trafficking allegations involving the hip-hop mogul, the federal raid is the latest spotlight being cast on Diddy on the heels of multiple sexual abuse, sex trafficking allegations filed against him in recent months. We're going to go glance superficially over them, discuss them, because I do want to present some facts. In a statement pertaining to Monday's raid of Combs' Los Angeles and Miami properties, Homeland Security Investigation said it executed law enforcement actions as part of an ongoing investigation with assistance from HSI Los Angeles, HSI Miami, and local law enforcement partners. Combs' lawyers have reportedly not yet responded to requests for comment. It's unknown whether the rapper himself was present during the raids, but Diddy's been subject of several recent sexual assault allegations the last few months. I think we all know that it kind of began with his former girlfriend, R&B singer Cassandra Ventura, known as Cassie, filing sex trafficking and sexual assault lawsuit against Combs in November. According to court documents obtained by USA Today, the pair began a professional and sexual relationship when Ventura and Combs were 19 and 37, respectively, legal ages. Days after Ventura's accusations, a woman named Joy Dickerson Neal filed a lawsuit against Combs, alleging she was drugged, sexually assaulted, and abused, and was the victim of revenge porn. A music producer who worked with Combs on his most recent record, the Love album, Off the Grid, sued him in February, accusing the rapper of engaging in serious illegal activity, including sexual assault. As far as facts that I want to present to you, where is Sean Combs now? The rapper was last spotted at the Miami Opa-locka Executive Airport as of Monday afternoon. People magazine reported Combs' appearance comes after a report that the rapper's private jet flew from California to Antigua. Antigua's in the Caribbean, if you don't know. They believe that he landed Monday morning. Antigua, for anyone that might not also know, is an extradition partner of the United States. So that's not good news if he landed there. In all honesty, if they know where his plane is, and he was seen very visibly outside the Miami airport. He's probably already in custody, working with the authorities. Sean Combs is 54 years old, New York born, New York made, born in Harlem. And those of us that love Diddy, we love Puff Daddy because he founded his own record label in 1993, Bad Boy Records. And he's been credited with discovering and managing notable artists like Notorious B.I.G., Mary J. Blige, Usher, Justin Bieber, Loon, Mace, Olivia. Not so much, but the list is a very deep roster. Lil' Kim, I'm trying not to be funny. I'm really trying to be sober. I'm trying to be serious right now because Diddy is a great, an all-time great, much like R. Kelly. And we're going to see a lot of memes of the two of these gentlemen. And I just want to remain in this vein as long as possible because I want there to be justice, and I want there to be fairness for Diddy because he is a game changer. He really changed the landscape for hip hop, for business, and for men like me in society, for the entrepreneur, for young black men that thought it was cool to have hip hop swag and business acumen. Diddy was groundbreaking. With that being said, in total, he's received 14 Grammy nominations, including his most recent nomination for his 2023 release, The Love Album Off the Grid. He was nominated in this year's Best Progressive R&B Album category. Beyond his music career, he created one of the greatest clothing lines of all time, Sean John, in 1998. New swag, fresh swag. And we don't give him the credit he deserves for changing the game in fashion. He was recognized as a menswear designer of the year by the Council of Fashion Designers of America in 2004. If you've ever seen a Sean John suit and laid it next to a Ralph Lauren suit, it's impeccable. He could have been one of the greatest American designers. Combs also was a brand ambassador for Ciroc Premium Vodka from 2007 to 2023. To give you a little side note, I don't have a source to cite, but DeLeon Tequila, as well as Ciroc, have been purchased by another company. I believe DeLeon is worth over $1 billion now with this new company, and they downgraded Ciroc. Again, I don't have a source, but I think many of you are familiar with Ciroc. I think anybody that's had Ciroc, anybody that's been exposed to Ciroc and saw all the flavors that were coming out at one point, that was all Diddy. That was creativity. That was hustle. That's what he is known for. That is why we should tread lightly, the early stages here, because in this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. For his kids, I think that everyone is pretty fond of the three children he had with model Kim Porter, with his oldest Christian, who's 25, and then the twins, Delilah and Jesse, they're 17. Although Kim Porter died in 2018, Combs remains a doting father, and let's not forget that he adopted I'll Be Sure's son, who's now 32, Quincy Taylor Brown. He was a family man. He was a businessman. He was a legend. He had a net worth near $1 billion. And we'd all be foolish to deny his impact on culture, and I would be most ignorant if I denied his impact on me personally. With all of these things being said, I want facts to be presented, and they're here for you to review.